Confirmed, Israel takes out Hezbollah's number 2, wanted for attack on U.S. Marines. By Joel B. Polak on July 30, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, confirmed Tuesday evening that it had killed Hezbollah's second-in-command. Fuad Shukr Said Mohsen, who was also wanted for his role in the 1983 U.S. Marines barracks bombing in Beirut. The IDF issued a statement. The IDF announces today, Tuesday, July 30, 2024, that in a targeted, intelligence-based elimination, Israeli Air Force fighter jets eliminated the Hezbollah terrorist organization's most senior military commander and the head of its strategic unit, Fuad Shukr Said Mohsen, in the area of Beirut. Fuad served as Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah's right-hand man and was Nasrallah's advisor for planning and directing wartime operations. Fuad Shukr has directed Hezbollah's attacks on the State of Israel since October 8, and he was the commander responsible for the murder of the 12 children in Majdal Shams in northern Israel on Saturday evening, as well as the killing of numerous Israelis and foreign nationals over the years. As the head of Hezbollah's strategic unit, Fuad was responsible for the majority of Hezbollah's most advanced weaponry, including precise guided missiles, cruise missiles, anti-ship missiles, long-range rockets, and UAVs. He was responsible for force buildup, planning, and execution of terror attacks against the State of Israel. Fuad joined the Hezbollah terrorist organization in 1985 and has since held a number of senior positions. As part of his role, he was a member of the Jihad Council, Hezbollah's most senior military forum. In the 1990s, Fuad advanced numerous attacks against the IDF and the South Lebanon Army. In 2000, he was directly involved in the abduction of the bodies of 3 IDF soldiers: Staff Sergeant Benjamin Avraham, Staff Sergeant Adi Avitan, and Staff Sergeant Omar Sa'id, who were killed by Hezbollah terrorists while patrolling the security fence adjacent to Hardaf. Since then, he has planned and directed numerous terror attacks against innocent civilians. The Times of Israel added, he is also wanted by the United States for his role in the 1983 bombing of a U.S. Marines barracks in Beirut, with a $5 million bounty placed on his head by Washington. Breitbart News reported from the scene in Majdal Shams on Tuesday, noting the grief within the community and the calls for unity among Israelis of all faiths. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.